Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. If a person is feeling alone and abandoned and is wondering if anybody really cares about him, he should remember that the Creator of the world cares about him more than he could ever imagine. Hashem is watching over our every move. He is close to us and yearns for us to be close to him. Although it doesn't always seem that way, his love for us is unfathomable. Even when we haven't been acting the way we're supposed to, Hashem is eagerly anticipating our return so we can once again be close to him. The Sefer Ki Ata Emadi brings a story about a rabbi from Israel who traveled 2 hours to the south to do a certain job. When he was close to his destination, he received a phone call from someone apologizing, telling him the job was already completed. You could turn around and come back now. The rabbi was a ma'amin b'Hashem. He knew there's no mistakes. Everything happens for a reason. So he calmly told the other person, "No problem. I'm going to head back right now." At that moment, he saw a yeshiva student sitting on a bench there. This was a remote area with no yeshivot within miles. The rabbi asked the boy, "Is everything okay? Do you need a ride?" And the boy, recognizing the rabbi from his area, got into the car. The boy said, "I ran away from my yeshiva and came to the furthest place the bus would take me. The mashkiach who's in charge there doesn't understand me. All day long I'm being rebuked. I can't take it anymore, so I decided I'm dropping out. But while I was here, I cried to Hashem. I didn't want to go off the path, but I needed to know that Hashem cared about me. So I asked him, 'Please show me that you care about me. Please show me that you want me. Please help me find myself.' Right after that, you pulled up in this far off place and asked me if I needed help. You are the messenger of Hashem." The rabbi said, "Yes. It is so clear that the only reason I'm here is for you. And I know your mashkiach very well. I will be able to bring you back into the yeshiva and help you fit in according to your needs." Here, you had a boy that was ready to drop out of yeshiva. He gave a little cry to Hashem, and instantly he saw how much Hashem cared. I heard a rabbi from New York speaking about a recent trip he took to Israel. He said the first night there, his wife woke him up at 2:30 in the morning, telling him that she felt very dehydrated and needed a drink badly. She said the only thing she wanted to drink was a Coke Zero. The rabbi got up, he went over to the refrigerator in the room and started searching for a can of it. He said there were 20 different types of soda cans, but no Coke Zero. So he got dressed, and he went out to find a 24-hour makolet that would have what she was looking for. As he was walking through a dark alleyway, three people who appeared to have had a little too much to drink started approaching him. He was very nervous. And then one of them yelled out, "Rabbi, we need your help. We have been searching and asking rabbis for a proof that Hashem exists and that our Torah is true. We have asked so many people and never gotten a good answer. Maybe you could help us." The rabbi was relieved, and he told them that he has two proofs, and after he tells them the proofs, for sure they're going to be satisfied. First, he gave them a very solid proof from the parasha of the week, which was Yitro, and they all said, "Wow, we finally got the answer we're looking for. We are convinced." And then they said, "Just to know, would you tell us the second proof also?" And he said, "The odds that I would be standing here with you right now proving Hashem are astronomical. I just traveled 6,000 miles. and for the first time ever was woken up by my wife at 2:30 in the morning for a drink, and she wanted something very specific. The hotel didn't have it, so I went out into the street searching, and I meet you here in this dark alleyway at this time of night in a place that I have never traveled before, never walked before. This is the hand of Hashem, who cares about you so much that he wanted you to have an answer to your question, so he set up the circumstances just for me to give it to you. Yes, Hashem cares about everyone, even the people who are distanced. We're distanced. We're never alone. We're never abandoned. Hashem wants all of us close to him all the time. Have a great day.